And you're not only going to have to discover it, you're going to have to make a decision to accept it. And when you do, make that decision to accept what God has planned for your life. Then, my dear friends, He will be able to operate it in your life and bring it out to where the world can see. You see, I saw that morning when He said, I will maintain the cause of the afflicted. That same morning, He took me to 2 Corinthians 4, where this heavenly treasure that we have in Christ Jesus, that heavenly treasure, is deposited in this earthen vessel. And the word study that I was using took me back to Gideon. And there was Gideon back there, and he had so many men, he had to get rid of all of them but 300. And the mighty army of the enemy had come to defeat Gideon. Gideon got his 300 men. And you know what he got? He got them an old earthen vessel. And down inside that earthen vessel, he put a light. And no one could see that light down in that earthen vessel. He said, the 100 of you take your vessels and go up on this side. Another 100 on this side of the enemy. And another 100 on this side. And said, when they blow the trumpet, break the vessel. Break the vessel. And when the trumpet blew, they broke the vessel and the light broke out. And God said, son, I have put the glory in this old earthen vessel. And if you want that glory to get out, you are going to have to let me break the vessel. And when that vessel is broken, the glory will be revealed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I found out, folk, that you can be in bed and can't say a word with your mouth. Only words with your eyes. And a few gestures with your fingers. And the glory will be so real that the nurses and the doctors and the friends will come in to be a blessing and they'll go out blessed because of the glory of God being revealed and manifested from a broken vessel. Yes, sir. No wonder Paul said, bless God when I'm weak. You know, when I'm weak. Paul knew that vessel had to be broken in order for the glory to be revealed. Yes, he knew it had to be broken. My dear friends, tonight, when we walk in the wind, we get in on God's prearranged life for our lives. We get in on all the provisions of glory. Who in the world would have ever told me I could have paid $500,000 insurance bill? I didn't have that kind of faith. Amen. I'm glad God didn't call on me to believe Him for $500,000 to pay a bill. I'd have still been suffering. But I'll tell you one thing, folks. He had it provided. He had it provided. Amen. God, let us discover this tonight. That God has a plan for every one of us. God has made the provision for us to go through this thing absolutely victorious. Shouting all the way. Not without difficulty. Knocked down, but not knocked out. Amen. Knocked down, but not knocked out. How people get surprised. I'm surprised to see you. Why? Man picked me up in Atlanta, Martha, myself in Atlanta, Georgia, Thursday morning. He said, they told me I was supposed to pick up Manly Beasley. He said, I told them they didn't know what they was talking about. Because he'd heard I'd been knocked down. But he hadn't heard I hadn't been knocked out. Yes, folk. Glory to God. We haven't been knocked out. Yes, sir. You and I want the glory of God in our lives, but we're absolutely too wicked, too scared to pay the price for God to do the work, that the glory might be revealed. What you want, what the world wants, is a passage to shout through this life with nothing in it but, my dear friends, the happy things. That's why so one of the denominations about us today is making such progress. But folk, one of these days, they're going to wake up and realize the glory is not on them. If you want the glory, folk, you will have to pay the price of letting God get you in on His plan, open up His provisions for you, and break you to where that glory can shine. Did you know when they broke those pictures, those vessels of clay, do you know what happened to them? Those people, the enemy, fled till it took Gideon and them days to catch him. I mean, it put the devil to flight. I get sick of this crowd sitting around waiting till God sends us a great revival. Well, that might be justifiable on a collective sense, but it's not justifiable on an individual sense. If you're not living in the glory tonight, my dear friends, it's because you're ignorant of it, or you are rebellious against it. Amen. Bless God. If it got any better, I couldn't stand it. Amen. Now I'm having a good time. I don't know about you, but I walk with a king. Hallelujah. I walk with a king. Praise His name. And folk, we're on the road. I invite you to come join me. May the Lord bless you. I've said enough. I've said enough. May God help us. Amen.